Welcome to Make Your Wealth Work, the podcast where wealth becomes your greatest ally in achieving your dreams.
My mentor, Nelson Nash, wrote a book that we've been talking about for a long time now called Becoming Your Own Banker, The Infinite Banking Concept. And Nelson wrote this little book of about 92 pages, and it changed my life in the sense that it changed my financial life. And it changed the way I direct my career and my approach to financial advising for our clients. A little book of 92 pages that he wrote and published in about 2001. And one of the pages that he dedicates to a principle called Parkinson's Law was referencing a gentleman named Parkinson. It's not the Parkinson's disease, it's Parkinson's Law. Now, Parkinson wrote his book, this is a replica of that book, in about 1957. But it really doesn't make any difference. The book could be 300 years old because it talks about human nature. And Parkinson's Law is one of the things that you're going to have to beat. You're going to have to overcome Parkinson's Law if you're going to make any financial progress in your life ever, period. So what does Parkinson's Law say? The number one, a luxury once enjoyed becomes a necessity. I even put that out of order because I've been the poster child for a luxury once enjoyed becomes a necessity. Now, here's an example. I live in central Pennsylvania. We have some serious cold winters, and I have a heated steering wheel. And not everybody has a heated steering wheel in my car. In their car, and I haven't always had one. In fact, I just got one in 2022 when I got my last vehicle, and I could not live without my heated steering wheel, without it functioning. And I feel like it's a necessity now. Now, why didn't I feel that necessity for all the previous years? Well, it wasn't invented yet. And of course, since it's been invented, now automatically, I think I need one. So a luxury once enjoyed becomes a necessity. Number two, work expands to meet the time allotted. If you're given a project, or if you create a project, and that project should take a day to complete, and the project is due 30 days from now, guess when you're going to start working on it? About 3.5 weeks from now. And I know that you all agree with me. You don't need to nod your heads. The third element of Parkinson's Law is that expenses rise to meet income. Now, we could say that expenses rise to crush income. Expenses rise to overcome income. Expenses rise over and above income. So the application is easy to find in your own life if you're honest with yourself. So here's a simple example. You get a bonus. You get a new project, which brings in additional income. You get some extra hours. You get a new customer. God forbid you get a tax refund. We'll talk about that another time. You should never get a tax refund. So you have unexpected money coming in. What's the very first reaction that you have? What's the first thing that you think about? Where can we spend it? What extra trip can we make? What extra piece of equipment can we buy? Where should we allocate that money, i.e., where should we spend it? That money is going to go into our checking account. What is a checking account designed to do? It's only designed to do one thing, send out money to somebody else. It's designed for consumption. So we get money in. Business owner or not, what should we be thinking instead of? Where can I spend it? Maybe we should be thinking, well, let me pay myself first. Okay, the bonus came in. It's $1,000 or $100,000 a million. I don't care. If I just take some percentage of that money, because it was unexpected money, money is always hoped for, but it was unexpected. Where's the harm in setting money aside from every dollar that comes in, every check that comes in, every source of revenue that comes in, and setting aside money for yourself? Now, I'm not talking about cutting back. We could talk about frugality. and living beneath your means. Let's just set that aside for a minute. I'm just talking about methods, methodologies, how to think about the money. It's all about the way you think. So example number one, you're a W-2 employee. You work for a company. Your paycheck is being signed by somebody else. You set aside money now. You may put money in a 401k right now, but what I'm talking about is working capital that you can get your hands on immediately, so having liquidity. But building up a store of working capital that you will build and increase throughout your life. That's one of the things that you need to wrap your mind around in order to get out of the habits that most Americans have where they don't believe in building up that big capital account. So you set up your capital account as any other bill. It's a bill. You must pay it. Your Smith-Jones family banking system gets paid first. Example number two, you're a professional. You're a physician. You have patients who call in unexpectedly. They need to see you right away. And then you have other patients who cancel for any given reason. On any given day, your plus one patient visit, your minus one patient visit. So you've got flexibility in your schedule to accommodate patients. And you also have flexibility in your revenue. Allocate one patient visit a day, because clearly you can do without that patient visit. It's not going to kill you to not have that patient come in on a given day. They'll come back eventually. So if you allocate one patient visit a day to your wealth plan, your family bank, your capital account, and set it aside, lock it up for all intents and purposes so that it's not reallocated to something else, you're going to be on the path to changing your thinking, changing your habits, and changing your financial future. Example number three, you're a business owner. We all have employees who own businesses. And our employees have jobs to do. One person's maintenance, and they maintain the physical plant. They do the things that make your environment comfortable to work in. You have other employees who are executives, who are higher end, who form your brain trust. Some are valuable and irreplaceable. Some are less valuable and more easily replaceable. And some are in the middle. And you'll probably admit there are some employees that you kind of just hang on to for emotional reasons. They've been with you for a long time. They don't do a lot of good for your company, but they're there and they're not going anywhere and you don't want them to go anywhere. My point is this. If you think about it, you can afford to think of one additional hire and think of this person as an invisible successor or an angel employee. He doesn't take off. He doesn't get sick. He doesn't call in for flex time ever. This employee has one job: to give you back every dollar that you've ever paid him whenever you walk out of your business for the last time. That angel employee sits over there in the corner. Of course, he's invisible, and he only has one job. He doesn't need a coffee break. He doesn't ask questions during the day. He just sits over in the corner and you pay him a full-time salary, whatever that salary is. And he's only going to perform one function. Now, what are we doing? We're playing mind games. We're fooling ourselves into thinking a certain way and therefore acting a certain way. And I've mentioned to you before, when our revenue comes in from various sources, our money goes after giving to our church, in other words, returning money to God. After that, here on earth, our family banking system, our family fund gets paid first, gets paid a percentage above 10%, gets paid a percentage out of every dollar. Non-negotiable, irrevocable, happens every day, every week, every month, every year, has been going on for decades. That is my security blanket. That's my capital account. That's my safety net. I create freedom by having revenue, by having unallocated cash, by having choices, by having flexibility. Now, how did we do that? We just changed the way we think. If you change the way you think and start to actually believe that you're the most valuable person in your organization and you deserve to get paid, not get paid last, but get paid first, then you're going to build a wealth plan that is going to last through generations. So let's develop this. Let's talk about it. Contact me to get more information, to think about it more specifically, how you can apply it to your situation, how you can get started, and keep following us. Thanks.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.